Happy Wednesday, everybody. Thank you so much, as always, for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. So glad you're here for more of your listener questions, including a great question from Lauren. She's up in Detroit, Michigan, asking about Dapper Day. She says she needs our help ASAP. She has a trip planned for next month, and she thought she found the perfect weekend, and now the crowds are going to be high. And is this caused by Dapper Day? She doesn't know what this is, so we're going to help her get through this. Just a suggestion. Pack some nice clothes. We're going to talk about that and many more questions today, but don't forget our sponsors, our friends over at virtualmickey.com, home of great iPhone apps like Days to Go, WDW. Days to Go lets you count down the days until your next Walt Disney World vacation with style. Right now, I'm looking down at my iPhone XS Max, and I can see that we're down to 77 days to go until Marathon Weekend 2020. That's right. I'm seeing all these great posts on the Lizards Facebook group, folks doing back-to-back runs. I saw my buddy Scott, a 7 and a 17 this past weekend. I saw that a lot of folks are getting ready for Wine and Dine Half Marathon here. Holy cow, in just a couple weeks, so much running going on. That's what I have planned, and that's what I know that I check every time I get a phone call, a text, or post to social media. I can see how many days I have to go until I toe that line for Marathon Weekend 2020. You can do the same for your next trip as well. Just drop by virtualmickey.com and check out all the great apps to turn your Apple device into a Disney device today over at virtualmickey.com. Please use our Amazon affiliate link when you do that online shopping. It's the easiest way to support the show, and you'll get all your Prime benefits, cost you nothing extra, and we really, really appreciate it. So please bookmark it and use it often. BeOurGuestPodcast.com/Amazon.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1554 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and one of the senior agents over at the Magic for Less Travel. Happy Wednesday to you, and strap in. This is the first of three straight days with new episodes here in your feed. So hopefully you'll enjoy that, give you the commute Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. You have Monday. I know we're slackers on yesterday, on Tuesday. What can you do? Had to take a day off. But we're going to have some great content for you this week, answering your listener questions, of course, here on a Wednesday. So joining me to do that, we have Ricky from a DisneyWorldAfterAll.com, TouringPlans.com, and The Mouse for Less. What's up, Ricky?
Happy Wednesday! I feel like I should be in Winnie the Pooh. You know, happy Wednesday. Okay, never mind. Anyway. It's already been a week, so.
That's right. All I know is I have a rumbly in my tumbly as we record. So there's your Winnie the Pooh reference.
There you go. I like it.
So you know that I listen to a lot of Disney podcasts, a lot of podcasts in general, tech podcasts, retro video games and stuff like that, movies, all kinds of stuff, running podcasts. And I was listening to Len and Jim this morning on my run on the treadmill, 13 miles on a treadmill at the rec center. Brutal. And they were talking with a couple that has lived at Walt Disney World for a year straight. Well, they're in the middle of it. They moved in on January 1st. And they're going to go the entire 2019 living at Walt Disney World. They're going to stay at every resort, try to stay at every room category. What would you think of doing that? Because I was thinking about that. Like, I think I love Disney. Don't get me wrong. I'm doing a Disney podcast. I talk about it all the time. It's my living. But, man, I think I would miss home. As much as I like going there, I don't know if I could do a whole year.
Here's what I think about that. Can you adopt me? Because, yeah, that would be awesome. So, I would be perfectly happy to, have that be an option for me. It would take a lot of money. So that's why they would need to adopt me, because I don't have that much money. So
that's it. I mean, I think it would be fun, but like they had to sell their house, their car, you know, and I understand that they have jobs where kind of like me, like they work from home, so you can work from anywhere. So it's kind of interesting. But then again, I was reflecting on it throughout the day after I listened to it. And I don't get me wrong. Like, I've been there like upwards of like 17 days at a time, and it's a blast. But I mean, 365 days, like, I just got to get out of the mat. And I don't even have to go into the parks and stuff. You can just chill at the hotels, especially like the DVCs. I know they're big fans of Old Key West, which is more of like a community than a hotel. I don't know. It's an interesting concept. It was a good interview by Len.
Well, yeah, it definitely sounds like an interesting idea. So I say if you can make your dream happen of living at Walt Disney World, then you should make your dream happen of living at Walt Disney World. So, hey, you know, some people do that with Golden Oak, by the way.
True.
So,
but it's a
that's
house.
Much more like, of a commitment. Totally, yeah. So.
When I hit it big, yeah. I could totally do Golden Oak because I go home to my mansion, you know, have somebody clean my house.
Exactly.
All that good stuff. Yes. All right. Well, let's hop into the questions. That's why everybody's here. We got some in the live chat. I want to jump to this one first here from the inbox because it says, we need your help. ASAP, BOGP. Lots of letters.
Okay. Got
it.
Title
of this one is, what is Dapper Day? It's from Lauren. Hey, Mike, BOGP crew, we need your help. My family and I recently booked a last minute trip down to Walt Disney World for the weekend of November 14 to 17, 2019. However, when searching for on-property resort availability, our options were extremely slim. After doing some additional research, we realized this weekend is also Dapper Day weekend. What is Dapper Day? Or are these heavy crowds and lack of availability due to the Food and Wine Festival? We figured this weekend in November, prior to the holiday madness, would be light crowds with more than enough options for resort stays as well, but we're at a loss. Okay, so let's stop there. She has one other question. So the only thing I say is like, two things. I don't think it's the reason for the crowds, and pack some nice clothes. So go ahead, Ricky.
Well, I mean, that is a good idea. You definitely should pack some very nice clothes. So Dapper Day is basically this event where guests come to Walt Disney World and they dress in their finest. You know, people get really dressed to the nines, basically. They do have special events and things like that. Most of them don't happen in the parks, but there are a few things that do happen in the parks, and they do have a schedule. If you go to dapperday.com and click on the next events, you will see their fall 2019 Walt Disney World schedule, so you can kind of find out where you might want to avoid if you don't want to have a little bit extra crowds. But basically, people just go, you can dress up a little bit or a lot, or it's for, they celebrate fun, refined style from vintage classics to chic contemporary looks. So that's kind of the nice part. It's basically, it kind of all started to celebrate, you know, just people, the days of yore when people like used to dress up in the park, you know?
Like, but if you look at the pictures of Disneyland from the 50s, like people wore nice clothes to the park.
Exactly. So this is just a way of like showcasing that. And of course, it's become a little more social media, Instagram heavy because, you know, that's how these events kind of go. And if you're dressed up that nice, well, you sure as heck want to show it off, right?
I need like a Walt like hat and little mustache if I'm going to do it.
Exactly. Yes. So it's just you're going to see a lot of millennials and a little bit older probably dressed up really, really nice. And that's what you'll probably see for most of Dapper Day. Weekend.
It's interesting. Yeah. I mean, but it's not an official thing. It's an unofficial community type thing, right?
Yes, absolutely unofficial. So, you know, that's something to keep in mind. It's just kind of a fun thing. They do it both in Walt Disney World and Disneyland. They do it usually, I think, once a year, at least in both on both coasts. So it's just kind of a nice little, a fun little thing. Actually, they might do it twice a year now that I'm looking at their schedule. But yeah, it's just a kind of nice little thing that they, you know, to celebrate. You know, looking nice and dapper. Hence
dapper.
The name.
That's it. And that's probably not the reason for the crowds. It's food and wine. It's getting towards the end of food and wine. A lot of people have holiday or like fall breaks.
And actually, well, I'm trying to think, when is Jersey week? Is it right around there?
Yeah, it could be because it's the 14th to the 17th. It's right in that range. It's usually around the 10th or 11th ish. So
yeah.
It could be later because Thanksgiving's later this year.
Yeah. So
it's probably Jersey.
I don't know. It's probably correlated to both of those things.
bring your top hat and a cane.
Yes, exactly.
Bring a cane. All right. She also says, we also want to book a Merry Christmas party, but we're now not sure whether to go Thursday or Friday due to the unexpected Dapper Day event. We have stayed at Fort Wilderness every Thanksgiving for the last 10 years, so we're very used to heavy crowds and high resort prices, but we've never seen anything like this before when booking. Your advice is very much appreciated. I love listening weekly to BOGP. I couldn't make my drive to work without it. Thanks so much. Lauren up in Detroit. 10-2, Lauren. 10-2 on the ride in. All right, so Thursday or Friday, what do you think for it? I would always say Thursday because it kind
Absolutely.
Of eliminates the locals a little bit. Not all the way,
yeah.
but a little bit.
Yeah, I would say Thursday.
Not that I want to eliminate the locals. I love y'all, but I just don't want you at the Christmas party with me.
Right, exactly. Yeah, I would absolutely say Thursday. If you have the choice, though, I would not choose the Friday option if you can choose not to have to go to the Friday option. So.
All righty, next question. World of Coke at Disney Springs. Hello, Mike, Ricky, and Pam. Next month, we're taking a short one-day trip to Walt Disney World, flying down from Maine on a Tuesday morning and flying back Wednesday morning. Gotta love JetBlue sales. Holy cow, that's why you must just like to fly. I would do that because I love flying nowadays. That'd be half the fun. I'm kind of jealous. Says, I have a question about the World of Coke at Disney Springs. Perfect for somebody from Atlanta, like Ricky.
Mm-hmm.
Is there an entrance fee to get to the rooftop bar? I've looked and it says $14.95 fee. Does it really cost that much money to go up to the top and get a rum and Coke or something else? I know the drinks cost money, but a cost to just get up to the bar doesn't make sense. As always, thanks for all the three of you do. Jeff up in Maine. Ricky, what's the word?
I don't believe so. I've been up in the rooftop bar, and I mean, granted, it's been a while, but I just walked up there. So yeah, it's kind of like a restaurant in a way. Like, you know, you go, you grab a drink, you know, like a lounge type situation. So I would think that they would be all for people just coming up and moseying their way in and grabbing a drink and then heading back down to go shop more, because it's a shop and a lounge up top. So I don't think it has a fee to go to the lounge.
I don't think so either. It's like a bar. You just walk up there and you can go up, get flights of different kinds of Cokes from around the world. And yeah, so no worries. And it's like a 2-3 story, like retail store with all kinds of Coke stuff. It's fun. And you can, hey, another thing, it doesn't cost money. You can get your picture with the bear.
That's true, which is free. Yep. You can get your picture taken with the Coca-Cola bear. And that's one of those things that like a lot of people don't realize. But yeah, it's 100% free too. So
this is getting to be his time of year too. Like you'll see him all the time. He's going to be busy here in the next couple months. All right. In the live chat here on Facebook, we record live on Mondays, usually around 5:45 Eastern. So join us next week. Len Wilcox says, staying in beach in January. On the first night, we are taking the gondolas somewhere for dinner. Any suggestions for table service near a gondola station? Well, you got all of Epcot. Table. You got the studios. Well, what about one of the nicer restaurants over at Caribbean Beach?
Well, I'm going to say Sebastian's Bistro.
Yeah, there you go.
So, I think that that's your best option. That's really the only table service option that's along the line that's not at the theme parks. So if you're looking to not go to the theme parks, I'd say Sebastian's. It's really good, too.
All righty. Lisa Kreider's got a question. She says, stuck at work, unable to call in. That's all right. We don't have the phone lines open today, so it's all right. You're doing it just right. Any thoughts on the renovations of the rooms at Riverside? I'm hearing the renovations on the Royal Rooms might be delayed behind schedule, but anything else is anything else done at Riverside? I know that they're working on them at Riverside because they were working on them when I was down. I stayed there for Marathon Weekend last year, so that was Marathon Weekend 2019, so that was January, so that's been 10 months. But I don't, I'm almost positive the Royal Rooms are not done.
I haven't seen anything about the Royal Rooms, so I don't think they're done.
And I haven't heard anything, definitive. So I don't know. We'll let you know and we'll check with Pam. Mary's got a question. Hey, from Philly, 10 more days until we are home. Split stay, Copper Creek and the Poly Bungalows. Oh, where's the kitty today? There's the question. Where's your cat? We don't need him. We don't need him because it makes it sound. I thought I was wheezing last time because I heard your cat meow.
Yeah, none of them are with me today. Good. So they'll be by, I'm sure, later. Yeah. They're eating right now. So
don't throw in questions like that live on me like that about the stupid cat. Come on, this is Disney. Here we go. I love this. That's why I love this show, because we just have fun.
I know, right?
All right.
Exactly.
Next question's from Willie B. He's in Charleston, South Carolina. It says, breakfast for a couple honeymooners. BOGP crew, my wife and I are going on our belated honeymoon December 1st through the 8th, staying at Pop Century. Our Hollywood Studios day is planned for December 5th, the day Rise of the Resistance is set to open. We're planning on getting to the park relatively early to try to ride it. However, if the line is just too long, we may get breakfast or brunch until our first fast pass. What would y'all recommend for a no reservation brunch or breakfast on property? You know what I'm going to say, because I love it. Now, I got to quit saying it, though. I really shouldn't.
Yeah, you should.
Fine. Olivia's. I'll just say it real quick. Olivia's.
Yeah.
God, so good.
And I knew that's where it was coming. My option is Ale and Compass. I love that place so much. It's a really good choice. The only thing is you may still want to try to make a reservation. I have luck making reservations the morning of. So, don't knock the ability to make a reservation, because that way you at least have one. And you can walk up with your reservation in hand instead of the off chance of them saying, no, never mind, you can't come in. So I would at least try to make a reservation at that morning and find a place that way. Because I always have luck. So
yeah. Yeah, but you're Ricky. I mean, come on.
That has nothing to do with the fact that I have luck getting reservations in the morning for breakfast. So.
All right. Megan's got a question. Hey, I'm looking for tips on how to survive my first Dofi challenge. Thanks for the great show, Megan. So it is. It's survival. by the time Sunday morning rolls around, you're just like, why did I do this? And I still, the whole thing is, it's mental, because you know the long, like, if they did it reverse, I think it would be mentally so much easier. Like, okay, Thursday, let's knock out 26-2. Okay, now we're like over the hump. We can just chill out on Friday, do 13-1. Saturday and Sunday, 6.2, 3.1, we're there. Nope. You got when you're at your tiredest, you go the longest. But you know what? You're going to make it. You're going to be so sleep deprived that it kind of, you'll be like, you won't know what's going on, which is good, because you're doing something kind of stupid and crazy, and it's fun though. So you'll have a blast. Just, I would say, back in the room, 8:30, plan on that. That means you'll probably get back to your room at 10. You're not going to sleep because you're going to be nervous, especially for your first dopey. And it's okay. Set multiple alarms, though, so you don't miss the bus. Like, I always set my phone alarm. I'll have, like Scott, he's going to be at Old Key West. I'm going to be at Pop Century this time. I'll probably call him. He'll call me. If, we haven't seen each other, post to social media by the time we're hitting a bus or something. Just have a backup plan. Get a wake-up call from the front desk. Just have a good time. You're going to make it. You don't have to go fast. Just don't get swept. Just get out there. Have fun. Wear a costume. You don't have to wear a costume for the full marathon. Maybe wear one for the 5K, 10K. Make it fun. You can walk the 5 and the 10. Save it for Saturday and Sunday. But you're going to have a good time. It's a great, great time. And just lean on the Lizards group. So many folks from the Lizards Run Marathon Weekend will be there before all the races for the big pictures. So, Ricky, anything else?
No, I think you covered it. I think you're going to have a great time. You're running dopey. So, enjoy. Take it all in. It's emotional for sure, but you're going to have a great time.
Tears of joy streaming down your cheek. Yes. She's got a great picture right there in her live chat. It looks like she's crossing a finish line right there.
There you go.
CJ has a comment in the live Facebook chat. It says, Dapper Day is loads of fun. It's a see and be seen type of event. It harkens back to the early days of Disneyland when families wore their Sunday best to go to the parks.
Yep.
Ricky, should this be 365 days a year?
I mean, I wear dresses to the parks all the time.
You do. Yeah, that's true. I look like the bum.
You do. I constantly wear dresses into the park. So I'm dapper all day, every day. Except for, I don't wear fancy hats and stuff like that. But, for the most part, I look dapper all the time. Unless it's winter and then I'm freezing and then I wear pants. So it's the only time I wear pants.
Nobody said you have to freeze yourself to be dapper. You got to be smart. Yes. Yeah. And shout out to Sarah in the live chat. She's in Animal Kingdom as she listens in today. And Haley's listening in Australia. Yes.
Awesome.
That's so sweet. Logan's got a question in the live chat. It says, Walt Disney World Oga's Cantina question. Do these reservations also open at the 180-day mark? And how close can you have an Oga's Cantina reservation to another reservation? Ideally, we'd love to book a 5 o'clock reservation for drinks and then a 6:30 or 7 o'clock reservation elsewhere for dinner. Thank you. Ricky, how does Oga's work?
So I believe it's 180 days. I'm not entirely 100% sure if it's going to be, if it's going to kick you out because you have a reservation, close to the time period. I don't think it is, because I think that it's probably a different reservation system. I think that it's probably using the same reservation system that the Droid Depot is using and the lightsaber, the Savvy's Workshop is using. So I have a feeling that there are two very separate systems that are being utilized. So if I had to guess, I think you're going to be just fine. So you should be okay.
All right. Next question. You guys have great questions in live Facebook chat. You guys are on fire tonight. So let's keep them going. Maggie's got a question. It's supposed to be thunderstorming at the whole time we're at the world next week. What are your best tips for the rain? First of all, even if it says it's going to thunderstorm the whole time, it probably won't. I've seen that so many times on my trips and it doesn't turn. Well, I've been there during hurricanes. Okay, then it does rain a lot.
True.
But other than that, usually you're going to have some dry time, even though like the forecast looks dire. Usually it turns out better than you expect. But Ricky, I know your number one thing, and you and Pam both preach this, umbrellas, not ponchos, which I'm a poncho.
Correct.
I can wear a poncho.
Though. Absolutely. No poncho. I mean, I have a poncho now. I don't wear it unless it's like lightly raining and I don't want to like bust out the umbrella. But when it's like downpouring, no, I have the umbrella out because there's just not something so gross about being in a poncho. Like I can't, like it's so sticky and disgusting. So, with all that being said, you know, this time of year is a little different though than the summer thunderstorms. So, like Mike said, usually they don't amount to anything all day, but because it's fall now, you know, that is something to keep in mind. You're going to have a great time though, either way, because if it's raining, the parks do kind of empty out a little bit, which is really nice. So, you know, and if it's supposed to rain all day, the parks definitely are much less crowded than they would be if it's, you know, a spotty chance of rain. That's when I say, you know, get your rain boots, bring rain boots and put those on and then just slosh out in the rain and enjoy it with your umbrella. I think that's not, like totally do like a singing in the rain thing and just go on out there and have a good time. Cause yeah, it's all, like I said, it's just, it is what you make of it. So you're going to have a good time if you
You know, again, it's one of those glass half empty, glass half full type things. I mean, you're there. You don't want to just hang out in your hotel room. I mean, it's a good day. Like, say, if you're at Animal Kingdom Lodge, Wilderness Lodge, you know, any of the deluxe hotels, you know, we've made a day of it where we've gone like at a DVC resort down to the community hall and did like arts and crafts. But that's not why you're there. You know, just embrace it. Get an umbrella. If you don't have one, you can buy one at the gift shop. I know they're expensive, but just grab one. And like Ricky said, embrace it, jump in puddles and enjoy the light crowds. And it's all you can do.
Yeah. That is. That's all you can do.
See a lot of shows, stuff like that. See stuff you might not do otherwise.
That's true.
I see Bob in the live chat here. Is there still no line to get into Galaxy's Edge? Or are they employing the boarding groups? I haven't seen any of the boarding groups. I mean, it's on the app in case they need it, but you can just walk right
in. Yeah, you can walk right in.
Thank
goodness.
You're
just fine.
All right. See here. It's BB Buckingham. We'll be on the Disney Dream the first time ever. Thank you to Mike. Well, I'm just helping there. Thank you so much for you. Do you think Epcot, one of my favorite parks, will Epcot still be under crazy construction in August? Thank you from B in Northern California. Yes.
Yes.
It's still awesome.
Yeah, it's
going to
be under crazy construction for the next few years. So, yeah, it ain't going nowhere anytime soon. Yeah.
And here's our weekly question. Do you know when reservations for Space 220 will come online? We get this daily. No.
Seriously, everybody must be so excited.
I know, I want to go there too. I will tell you as soon as I make mine, then I'll let everybody else know if Disney calls
me.
Right,
exactly.
Me know.
I will make my reservation and then you all can make yours. Yeah, no, like I said, was it on tomorrow's show that comes out?
Yes.
We don't know yet. It's supposed to open in the winter of this year, but you know, with technology in this restaurant, it could get pushed back because, you know, who knows? It just, we don't know. I'm sure I will know as soon as they announce it. It is run by the Patina Group. So I tend to get their press releases. So I will be one of the first people to know that it's opening. But as of right now.
Text me first. Text me first before you post
it. I will. I know. I promise. I got you. Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, it could open, you know, in December. It could open, I mean, in January. It could open in February. It could open later. We just honestly don't know. I think, you know, we'll see. As soon as we see a menu, we'll know it's getting closer. But yeah, we just don't know right now.
God, I can't wait. I got my flight suit ready. I can't wait.
Okay, good. Good for you.
Looking like space camp. All right, next question. This question, look at the title of this one. It says, question for Ricky. Sorry, Mike.
Oh, I love it.
This kind of makes me nervous. All right, hello, BOGP crew. Thank you for making my commute so enjoyable 3 days a week. This question is for Ricky because she's the expert on this one. She's kind of hurting my feelings a little bit here. We're heading to the world early next year. We're going to visit the Festival of the Arts for the first time. I know it's your favorite festival, and I'd love to hear why. Have you done any of the seminars or workshops? What are your must-dos that you recommend? We're planning on spending several afternoons and evenings there, and we'll be staying at the Riviera, a short Skyliner ride away. Thank you for your advice. Listening to you in Boise, Idaho, 2,622 miles from Epcot. Stephanie. That's why I love podcasting, like Australia, like places I may never get, like Boise. It's so beautiful. I watch all the Boise State football games on the blue turf. And like, I'll probably never get there, but like Stephanie listens to our podcast in Boise. That just blows me away. And I like Festival of the Arts. I'm kind of hurt too. I want to go up there and be like, look, I like that festival too, but Ricky, go ahead. Whatever.
Wait, were you there? Oh yeah, you did get to go.
Yeah, I did. I painted.
Yeah, I forgot. Yes, you did get to go to the Festival of the Arts.
Yes, I did.
So you just don't count. It's fine. Plus, I think she's one of my bloggers, so I think she messaged me and said,
whatever. Okay, this is a setup.
Okay, so I have not really done any of the seminars. The seminars kind of, they moved because, you know, they were going to have them in they had them in the festival center, I think, the first year, and then they moved them into the Odyssey, and I don't know where they're going to move them this time because they don't have a place to go right now. So I'm not sure if maybe they'll go into what was the Millennium Village area? Is it Millennium Village? That area that's back?
The World Showplace.
World Showplace, that's it. Yes. So I don't know if it'll go back there or if they're just going to cut like those seminars. But those were really, really awesome because you got to do things. You got to learn things that you'd never like expect to learn. So like you could learn watermelon cutting or, you know, you could learn calligraphy or you could learn, you know, why a composer would arrange a piece in this specific way, you know, that kind of thing. It was just, I like the fact that there's so many unique things that you can learn from this festival that you're not going to learn anywhere else because you maybe don't come across it in your everyday life. So that's the thing that I really like about this festival is it is truly a celebration of the arts overall. So you'll see people painting just, you know, in the park. You'll see
they'll do like artwork. Like one of the things I loved about the festival is like there was people doing 3D painting on the on the pavement.
Yes,
like,
and I mean, those are so cool.
And the cool thing is, like, you'll walk by in the morning, they'll kind of start, and you'll see like an outline. You'll see like they're starting to add color, but then like on your way out that night, bam, that thing's done, and it's like, I mean, no kidding, it looks like it's 3D. Like you could almost like you just want to like grab it, but it's not. It's two dimensional, but man, it looks like it's coming right at you. That was one of the most amazing things I saw.
It really is amazing. I have to say the artistic talent that people have is just floors me because I have zero. So
me too. Same,
I can't even draw a stick figure. So they also have the Disney on Broadway concert series. Now this is something that I got to experience and thought was fantastic. The performers are actual Broadway performers. So it was so incredible to get to see, you know, true Broadway caliber performers singing Disney songs. It was so great. And then you have the food and the food studios. What you get out of there are truly works of art. They are gorgeous, gorgeous pieces of food. And they are delicious as well. So like you think, oh, it's too beautiful to eat. No, it's absolutely incredibly yummy to eat. So you want to make sure you stop at the food booths as well because, you know, they do take some time though. I will have to admit, like, because these are works of art, it will take you a little bit more time to get your food. But I mean, you're going to want to Instagram that. I'm just saying, because it's absolutely gorgeous.
I totally forgot about this. And I dreamt about it for like months and months after going to the festival. It was at Sunshine Seasons. It was like a little cake that was kind of white and it had all different colored like paints. Like it looked like paints all the top of it. But it
yes.
was oh, dude, I had like two or three of those things that were so good, but it was beautiful. Like I took so many pictures of that. I was like, work it cake. Okay, enough. I'm eating you.
Exactly. Yes. So, I mean, I still dream about it was like a deconstructed BLT that I had.
So good.
And like, so this, I had that when it was downpouring. Again, so talking about just making the most of a bad day. I mean, it had literally rained the entire day. I was freezing because it was like, didn't get above 50 that day. And I'm still standing out there at the Festival of the Arts going, this is delicious deconstructed BLT. Like trying to, I literally was eating my BLT on a water fountain over by the refreshment port. So I was like, anywhere I can go.
That's it. You're eating. Yeah, so the festival, you'll have a good time there.
It's fantastic. I love it.
All right, yeah. So next time I know it's a setup. So I've got
it her is. I mean, marked. I didn't set it up, but.
Oh, whatever. No. I don't believe you. Yeah. All right, next question. Unusual Christmas party question. Hey, BOGP crew, I have a weird question about the Christmas party. Is it worth leaving the park and re-entering through the party entrance? We're at Disney for 2 weeks, so we aren't worried about missing park time. And we have a BOG reservation at 14:15. So I guess it's 2:15 p.m. Looking at last year's picks, it seems there's a bunch of photo ops on the way in we might miss out on if we stay in the park and collect our wristbands. It's just me and my brother. We're both adults, and we are used to cramming a lot into our holidays, so we don't need to worry about going back to the hotel to rest. Thanks so much for making my night shifts go quicker, and I look forward to my holiday. Amanda's over in the UK. So nice. You don't have to leave and come back in to go through those photo ops that are on Main Street, right? You can just kind of go there. Don't they bring you in for the parties like on the backside of Main Street now?
Yeah, so it's that entranceway that's, it's off to past like the chapeau. So, I mean, technically, you don't need to leave the park. All you have to do is make your way back down to Main Street, the beginning of Main Street, and then you can see the pathway to the... where they're leading all the guests, and you can just follow the pathway. So, I mean, you don't technically have to leave the park if you don't want to. You can just go that way.
Because they give you, like, cookies on the way in and stuff to get you started.
Absolutely. They give you cookies, and there's a lot of different photo opportunities that you can have taken there as well. So, that's an option, too. So, yeah.
All right. In the live chat, Laura's got a question. Does my Disney Visa honor the 6 months no-interest financing when booking with the Magic for Less? Absolutely, because we just call in the payments, and it's just like you made the payment directly with Disney. So, yes, you can use your 6 months, and I use it often myself. It's like, the thing is, I always say, okay, I'm going to use a 6 month no-interest financing when we go, like, I'm going to divide it into six chunks and do it every month, and then I get to the last, like, day before the interest kicks in, and I got to pay it all. I'm horrible at like making, and my guests are way better at it. They're like, Mike, hit me up, $100 payment. Gotcha. Take care of it. God, I wish I could do that myself. I don't have the discipline. But kudos to my guests. You guys rock. I don't personally for financing. Jennifer says, should I just cancel my Oga's reservation for this Friday? I'm questioning it as I have my 10-year-old and we're not Star Wars fans, but just want to be able to get into the land after our flight lands that day. So, yeah, I don't think you need it. I mean, that was a strategy to get into the land to have a reservation, but I just don't think you need it right now. Maybe until Rise. I don't know.
And even then, I don't know, you know. If you are just wanting to make it, to have it, to get into the land, then, I mean, you're going to get into the land. Like, don't worry about it. You'll be fine. If you want to see Oga's, then sure, I guess, you know, keep your reservation. But if it was just to get into the land, I say cancel it.
Agreed. All right, Nick's got the next question. Easter Sunday at the parks. Good day, BOGP crew. Nick from Bucks County, Pennsylvania. We're booked for a 5-night stay around the 2020 Easter weekend. I have two questions. My wife and I are traveling to Walt Disney World with our boys. They're 7, 5, and 1 in April. Giving it to them as a Christmas gift this year. That's pretty sweet. Staying at the beach club with quick service dining plan. My two questions are below. Number one, we usually go in the fall and winter closer to the holidays. So how will the crowds compare the couple of days before Easter weekend? Ricky, address that.
Have fun.
I know, it's gonna be busy.
Good luck. Yeah, it's gonna be really busy. You know, Easter weekend is one of the traditionally more busy times of the year. It really is. It's, to me, it kind of reminds me a lot of like 4th of July as far as crowds. It's not quite Christmas, I don't feel like, where it's just bonkers bananas or New Year's Eve, but it's still really, really, really crowded. So go in with a plan and you'll be okay. Just know that there are going to be a lot of people in the park, especially the Magic Kingdom, because the Magic Kingdom is where everybody crowds to. So, yeah.
And the second question says, we noticed that according to the calendar, they're offering early morning magic at the Magic Kingdom on Easter Sunday. We have a reservation for Crystal Palace at 9:10 a.m. for an Easter breakfast with the characters, even though they don't have a special Easter meal. We thought the theming fit for Easter, and it's one of our favorite breakfasts in the parks. My question here is, I've heard great things about the early morning magic, given the potential crowds on the actual holiday. Would it be a good plan to do the early morning magic, have breakfast, then take it easy the rest of the day and enjoy the special Easter stuff, and maybe go back and swim at Stormalong Bay that afternoon? Thanks for all you do for the Disney community. Nick. That's a tough one because that's a really, really expensive morning by the time you do early morning magic and Crystal Palace. But I mean, it's just like what your time's worth. You will get a lot done, but I love the idea of when it gets really crowded going back to Stormalong Bay, especially that time of year in April. It's going to be great pool weather at Walt Disney World. I don't know. What do you say?
That's tough because you do get a breakfast with the early morning magic.
That's true.
So that's partially what you're paying for. It depends. Like you said, it depends on if you are comfortable spending that kind of money and, you know, to have the ability to get on the attractions and then you're okay with skipping the breakfast and then going to have breakfast at Crystal Palace. I do like the idea of breakfast at Crystal Palace, by the way, for Easter. I think that's a really good idea. And while they may not have a specifically Easter buffet available, I'm sure they'll have ham and stuff like that, even in the morning, because it's, you know, breakfast and there's breakfast ham, right? So,
yeah, of course.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm sure they'll have like stuff like that for you. You absolutely want to get the breakfast lasagna if you go there and have breakfast.
Nothing says Easter like breakfast lasagna.
It's fantastic. Yeah. So you want to get that. Also, just for those who don't know, the Magic Kingdom does have a few special activities that usually happens. Granted, it's Disney, so they don't ever like announce these things until like maybe a week before, which is so frustrating, and I get that. But typically, they do offer a small little parade ahead of the main parade, and it has Mr. and Mrs. Easter Bunny in it, and it has some characters from Fantasia, and it has the Azalea Trailmates, who are from Mobile, Alabama, and they have these really gorgeous dresses that they wear. So usually they have this little pre-parade ahead of time, and it's usually only on the Saturday and the Sunday before Easter. Also, you can meet Mr. and Mrs. Easter Bunny in the front of the park in the town square area. So that's kind of a nice little bonus as well. So just some things to keep in mind.
All righty. Last question of the day. Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party help from Eric. Hey, BOGP crew. I'm going to the world on November 5th, and you guys have been a huge help with all my planning. I've been listening 3 times a week since we booked. Thank you. However, on our last night, we're doing Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party, and I don't feel like I have a good idea for how to attack it. So what would you do? What would you skip? What can't be missed? Also, I know you don't do shout-outs, but this will be my kids, Eric and Elizabeth's first trip to the world, and I'm hoping you can make an exception. Can you give them some advice for first-timers? Thanks, Eric. Absolutely no way can we tell Eric and Elizabeth to have an amazing first trip to Walt Disney World. Enjoy the Christmas party and everything else you're doing. Thanks for listening.
Eric, 100% no.
Can't do it.
Can't say anything.
Shout them out,
no.
Ricky. Eric and Elizabeth.
Yeah. What's up, Eric and Elizabeth? I mean, no. I didn't say
you're
what's
you're fired.
Up.
Okay, good.
So, I'm fired. Okay, sorry. You know,
here's what I really love about this idea for Eric's trip here. They're doing the Christmas party on the last night. Like, the whole trip's like awesome. But it builds. Like, the Christmas party is like the ultimate extra experience during the holidays at Walt Disney World. You're going to get to see the awesome parade. You're going to see a different fireworks show. You're going to get cookies and hot cocoa. And I encourage you to wear like a Santa hat or something that night. You know, you don't have to wear like, the kids could wear PJs, whatever. Some people do. You know, get into the spirit. Wear an ugly Christmas sweater. And, you know, the thing is like, by now, you've probably done the rides in the Magic Kingdom at this point, but if there's something special that you want to go back and do again, Space Mountain, Jungle Cruise, you know, Seven Dwarfs, whatever, do it. But make sure you see the parade, see the fireworks, you know, because really, I love watching the toy soldiers march down Main Street. That's one I say watch it on Main Street. You know, I say the Halloween party, Frontierland. It fits better. This one, Main Street. I love it there. So that's what I say, you know, don't miss that kind of stuff. But I love it's the last night because you can look forward to it the whole trip. So, Ricky, what else?
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to say don't necessarily, if you miss it, it's okay. The show on the castle, like the Castle Forecourt show, I don't even know the name of it, but I've only heard like so things about that show. They redid it a couple years ago and it's just okay. So if you're going to skip anything, maybe skip that. They do have dance parties and things like that that you can go to. There's also the character meet and greets. If you want to do a character meet and greet, though, make sure you get in line, especially for like the popular characters like Seven Dwarves or things like that. Make sure you get in line ahead of time, like at 4 o'clock when you can get into the park, because that's going to be so very important. You know, like I said on my Halloween trip, I had really good success here. And, you know, your mileage may vary, but I had success doing the opposite of what I've always preached. And that is, we sat and got a spot for the parade an hour before the parade started. So we went and did Pirates and got some candy and stuff like that. And then we sat for an hour and waited for the parade. And then we did that in Liberty Square. As soon as the parade was over, we hightailed it over to get our spot for the fireworks. And it was great because everybody was still finishing watching the parade. So we ended up getting a fantastic spot for the fireworks right in front of Walt and Mickey. So like it was super awesome. So, I mean, that worked out really well for us. And then it seemed like the park was really crowded for the second parade that time. So, you know, again, your mileage may vary. And even Disney's been telling people to go to the second parade. So I think the second parade has caught on. Uh-huh. So maybe we need to start telling people to go to the first parade again. I'm not entirely sure. I need more, you know, research in this. So Mike, if you want to send me down to, you know, another party or something like that.
Sure.
That
would be when great. I do too. Yeah. All right. I put on my list here. Let's see. Send Ricky to parade.
Yes. Okay. Got it. But there are a couple of attractions that are going to have special holiday overlays. Most of them, I think, are in Tomorrowland this year. So you'll want to make sure you hit up those. But, you know, you're not going to see everything with the party. Just make sure you know what you want to see. And then anything else that you get to see is gravy.
So. Absolutely. All right. Well, that's going to do it for today's show. Thank you so much for joining us live and so many great questions. We got to talk about all kinds of stuff, which is always fun because we're all over the place. And don't forget today's show brought to you by our friends over at virtualmickey.com, home of great iPhone apps like Theme Park News, Disney Edition. Ricky, what are we reading about in this free iOS app today?
Well, we are reading about the fact that the minivan service is now been expanded. So it's only for the airport service that they are offering these expanded services for. But previously, you were only able to use the minivan airport service at the Walt Disney World Resort hotels. Now you're able to include some of the Walt Disney World Resort area hotels. So those include things like the Swan and the Dolphin, the Four Seasons, the Disney Springs Resort area hotels. Yep. The B, the Bonnet Creek Resort hotels and the Flamingo Crossing Resort hotels. This is a big bonus, I think, for people, especially for people staying at the Swan and the Dolphin. I mean, if this doesn't make the Swan and the Dolphin a little bit more appealing price-wise, because usually you can get a really good rate at the Swan and the Dolphin, and then now, before you had to, there was no way except for, you know, Uber or something like that, but now you can take the minivans, and I think that that's a really nice option, because you couldn't take Magical Express. So, you know, it's something to consider. I think it's a really nice bonus for people who are wanting to take the minivans and maybe don't feel comfortable with Uber or Lyft.
Yep. So, private Magical Express, but you are paying. So it's not cheap. So,
yeah, I think it's like $150 though. So just each way. So just keep that in mind.
Yep. But, and you should tip.
Oh, yeah, so definitely. Make sure you're tipping.
All right. So read these stories and more on virtualmickey.com. Theme Park News Disney Edition, free iOS app. Go grab it today. Also, don't forget our Amazon affiliate link, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. We sure appreciate it each and every time you shop online. If you'll click through that link first, everything looks exactly the same. You get all your benefits. Nothing is different other than we get a little affiliate kickback there from Amazon, and it all goes towards the show. So thank you again, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. Give us a follow on the social media. We're on Instagram and Twitter at BeOurGuestPod and at BeOurGuestMike. And of course, join all the fun on Facebook. Over 9,000 Disney crazy Disney fans over there. Some aren't crazy. Most are. Join us, Facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. All right, time to get out of here. We're going to be back again tomorrow with our live show from Sunday night, where we got pranked only two times and got a lot of other calls that were actually productive. It was a lot of fun.
Yes. Yeah, it was.
So join us for that as well. So for Ricky and Pam, I'm Mike. Wish you a great Wednesday. It's time to head back to work, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at brguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.